This is a statue from our Spa Castle exhibition. We created through a photo shoot and then enlarging the images from the shoot, we created statues of our friends as gods and goddesses of ancient Greece. So this is Johnny as Apollo.
So we did six different statues with six different friends, and then part of the way in which we kind of tried to make them more iconic was we just scaled each one up 1 foot larger than they actually are.
And you did this for six different, did you guys do this for yourselves?
No.
So what would you choose as your god or goddess?
Artemis.
Yes.
Obviously, being like a warrior with one breast who like hangs out with a deer. Like, yeah, I'll do that.
What would you choose for me?
Maybe Apollo.
That installation was for the opening of Pelican Bombs Gallery X. The first space was the six statues of Roman and Greek gods because of the sort of like really iconoclastic party vibes that those cultures have. And then as you move back through the space, we built what was sort of like a Mad Hatter's apartment. So you walk through the front space past these statues and a fountain with our two friends who are in that photograph, Toby and Owen.
That's them in character. As Romulus and Remus, the only two native inhabitants of Spa Castle, which we envisioned as sort of like multiverse pleasure destination, right, that you could access as like key holders to like this private club, you know, where like your key was actually like access to the multiverse.
Fantastic.
And that's why each room of the installation was a different celebration through time or imagination. And part of the concept was that imagining something or remembering something is essentially the same thing. Because if you've been told about CBGBs back in the day, or you've been told about the Mad Hatter's Tea Party, the only difference between the two is whether or not you believe that it factually happened, but it lives in your brain in the same way.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Which is very strange.
Very strange. So yeah. Spa Castle, the destination, is the place where you can interact with all of these celebrations throughout reality and alternate reality.
Right.
Whoa. Toby and Owen, as Romulus and Remus, were in matching 1970s blush tuxedos, wearing these tangerine orange crowns of roses, and they were sublime. I don't know how
incredible
else to say it. The fountain was meant to have water in it, but we filled it with water a few hours before the party started and it flooded the gallery.
Yeah.
So we were like, okay, it just has to be empty. But then once Romulus and Remus, Toby and Owen, arrived in their blush tuxedos, like totally like already wasted, they used the fountain as the site for like inciting orgy.
Yeah.
Like it was incredible. People were in the fountain laying surrounded by pennies and roses and golden apples, asking Toby and Owen to like spit champagne into their mouths and like rolling around making out just like covered in filth. It was amazing.